The Town of Scruple Town Board meeting to order with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did you call it at six?
At six.
Okay.
Zach, can you please read the secret motion?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type two actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Okay.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Okay. Is Mr. Remington here?
No, I do not see him.
Okay, so the first thing on the agenda tonight is the 2025 organizational meeting. That is our first meeting of the year where the town board does appointments and approves salaries. That is proposed to be scheduled on January 7th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Does anybody have any questions or concerns with that? No?
Make a motion.
All right, so I would like to make a motion to schedule the 2025 organizational meeting for January 7th, 2025 at 5 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Somebody else have the other letter of intent? Thank you.
You got it. I got it.
Huh?
I got it.
Why did you make a motion to approve signing of the letter of intent?
Yeah. You know, tell them what it is.
Yep.
So, yeah, okay.
All right. The town board during the budget season approved the purchase of a 2026 International HX620 6x6 with a plow attachment for the amount of $260,436.30. And it is required that we send a letter of intent to the trucking or the dealership, which is Allegiance Trucks. Any comments on that or concerns?
Just adding the on or about delivery date.
Do you want to explain that or?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
You know, we have right now two trucks on order. We have absolutely no idea when they're coming. We're not getting any kind of time frame. So the board is concerned about just sending out another approved proposal and just waiting and hoping that the truck shows up someday, sometime. So we're going to hold the dealership accountable. If they want to bid on this, then we're not going to give them a time frame, but we want a time frame to get an idea. When is this truck coming? And, you know, we're post-pandemic enough where they should be able to give us a time frame, a little closer to within a 3-4 month window, not just out there and are we getting pushed down the line with these other trucks that we're waiting on? Or I'm sure it's backed up. I know the trucking industry well, but I've ordered a truck that, for my business that, you know, I get a good idea. They're coming out about a year later, and they're very extensive trucks in their own rights as well. So I think, in a sense, accountability to the dealership is fair to the town.
All right. So I would like to make a motion to send or sign the letter of intent for the 2026 International and Plow package in the amount of $260,436.30, contingent on the trucking company providing a delivery on or about date.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. All right. The town board also approved the purchase of a 2025 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD in the amount of $58,453. And we are also going to do that, correct, Matt, contingent on a delivery date?
We can. That one I'm not as concerned about, but it doesn't hurt to put it in the agreement.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the signing of the letter of intent for the 2025 Silverado, Chevy Silverado, in the amount of $58,453, contingent on them providing a delivery on or about date.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Next up is a resolution setting status under seeker for the Scruple South Water District. The district has been amended to add a few more parcels. So we have to send that back out to seeker, to agencies. They're called interest parties. It's like the Department of Health, the DEC, for them to review and make comments. So I would like to make a motion to approve the resolution setting as the town of Scruple as lead agent under seeker for the Scruple South Water
Second.
District.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Next up is for the Bankrupt Road Water District. The Bankrupt Road Water District has been going on for some time now. In the process of that, the town has gone through bonding numerous times and the implementation of bans. And each time we have to pay the bond council to go through that process with us, prepare the ban documents and the bond documents. And so it was originally budgeted that the bonding would be $10,000, and over the course of the last 5 years and the numerous bonds, that has gone up. So does anybody have any questions or comments on that? Anybody? Go ahead, Amy. So the increase for the budget item would go from $10,000 to $25,000. And when you're dealing with bond counsel, they cannot, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, but they cannot submit their invoices until the end of the project. So unfortunately, we received the bill, last month, and it was for...
It's an estimate, and the difference is coming out of the project contingency.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have 39,000
left in contingency after this has been adjusted. So I would like to make a motion to adjust the budget item to increase the bonding budget from $10,000 to $25,000 for the Bankrupt Road Water District.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.
And with that, letters to the residents in the Bankrupt Road Water District about hooking up and when you can hook up, etc., will be coming out around early December after Thanksgiving, correct?
Yeah, once we receive approval from the Department of Health, we can start sending out letters.
Perfect.
Yes.
So,
for the Bankrupt Road Water District, they have completed the dig under the river. They are connected to the Granby side and the Scruple side, so the next step in that is to pressurize the system. Then they will do testing. That testing will be sent off to the Department of Health, mm-hmm. and once they sign off on that, then they can, they'll send the letter to the residents saying that it's time to hook up. Finally.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Okay, so Jeff, it's my understanding that you would like to address the board. So we, that is not an item for executive session. That has to be done in a, in the public meeting, if you're still interested in addressing the board.
Okay, then yes, I will.
Okay.
Should we pull,
sorry to
pull
put you
in?
On the
Yeah,
the
we
spot.
Just...
Yeah.
Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, you did.
It happens.
Get him up to the podium.
Jeff, you can come right up here to the...
He has to pull it open.
Podium.
To the one in the corner?
Sure.
Yeah,
you can
the
pull
one.
It out.
So, I'm Jeff Jones, the highway superintendent, trying to get the succession plan back for the highway superintendent, which was relieved last year after the election that I had won. It was for health care for after retirement from an elected position. I've talked to the board during the budget meeting, and we discussed a few things. I just wondered if maybe that was still on the table to bring back. I did acknowledge that I would like to see maybe something in there that somebody retiring from a elected position would have to have 30 consecutive full-time years with the town of Scruple. That's something that I don't currently have, but I mean, that's something that I'm striving for. I'm not looking to just do my four-year term and get out of here either. I'm kind of a long-term person. I've been with the highway department for quite a few years. And doing something like that, it would also put a little boost in somebody out back to possibly take the position again after I'm done. Keeping a smooth transition with somebody in the highway department, you don't have an outsider coming in to take over the highway department. Thoughts, discussions. I mean, I know it was a big thing. The healthcare was really, really expensive, and me being the union steward when I was with the highway department, I did my due diligence and really worked hard to get the healthcare plan changed to save the town a ton of money. And that savings is paying back all of the overload that was occurred with the previous healthcare plan. Other than that, I mean.
So, right now you get healthcare, right, Jeff?
I get healthcare, yes, while I'm working.
Okay.
So, who are you proposing this for?
It would be for an elected position when they retire, if they would have 30 consecutive years with the town.
With the town in general, or in that elected spot?
I would say with the town in general.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would just like to clarify that, because I did some research today, that the previous succession plan only applied to elected officials that were in that position for 25 years. It wasn't provided to everyone that had worked at the town.
Correct.
So.
Just retiring from an elected position.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify one more thing, is that this was actually done away with several years ago, and we were able, unfortunately, we weren't able to find the resolution that went along with it, but we were able to find the meeting minutes. But the board in the end of 2023 formalized that just to make it concrete, as opposed to the ambiguity that there seemed to be with that succession plan. So I just wanted to clarify that it actually happened a number of years ago, but it was formalized at the end of 2023.
Right. It was formalized after I had won the election.
Yes, but it was in place many years before that. So I just wanted to clarify that.
So I guess so you have health care now, and I'm just asking because I just want to make sure I'm not being ignorant. And you're talking about health care. So when you retire, you get Medicare, right? So you get SCORT bill or whatever it's called from.
If I'm of age.
60.
So are you talking about this? So like if you retired before 65 or before you're eligible?
Correct.
Okay.
But if you can guarantee that that's going to be available when I'm 65, I mean, it could be 70 by the time I'm 65.
Do you know how much health insurance is going to cost when you're 65?
Nobody does.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's a problem. So where you on, you're asking Zach to guarantee that that's going to be available to you when you're 65,
no,
right? Could be 70. How much is it going to cost?
Right.
If we knew that, we potentially could, you know, meet in the middle somewhere, but that's a big nut. Healthcare coverage on average, depending on plans, is going up 10 to 20% every year. So for this board to sign up to, you know, cover that cost down the road in, I'm just guessing your age, sir, but, you know, 15 years or 10, 12, 15 years, something like that, Jeff, you know, it could be astronomical.
I get it.
And I'm not sure this town can afford it.
Right.
I mean, it's in the budget for two people currently. I was just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seeing if it was feasible to put it back in for somebody with, you know, like a succession plan with somebody that has some years in.
We'll have to investigate this.
Yeah, I think there's, we can talk it through, but I think there's ways to do that without, you know, finding a happy medium ground. In all honesty, is my thought.
Yeah, we get what you're trying to do with the succession plan, but there's also big companies. You know, you got Pepsi and all these huge companies that they, you know, billion-dollar companies. They don't offer it. They can't afford this stuff. So how do we expect a small town to, you know what I'm saying, cover, like, you know, Matt said, you know, that cost that we don't even know when billion-dollar companies aren't even taking that risk because it is such a risk, budget-wise. So
maybe there's a way you could say until he's 65 or for 5 years only or some sort of transition from...
But if the retirement age is 65 and you receive Medicare when you turn 65, the way that it stands today...
Is it retirement year 65? Some jobs.
Yeah. So how do we justify to the taxpayers if Jeff decides to retire early that we are going to cover his health care cost when the retirement age is 65?
Or you can wait.
Actually,
so yes, in order to receive 67. Full,
yeah.
It's
full
60,
67. Yeah.
You know, so it's our responsibility to be fiscally responsible. And, you know, if someone decides that they want to retire early.
Thank you.
And that's why the board did this last year. And we decided, we debated and we voted, made a resolution because we did the analysis and we're like, we can't afford, you know, to keep doing this. And obviously we had two employees, you know, an employee we thought is the perfect time as this was transitioning to make this adjustment, you know, so.
Well, technically we just formalized what had happened years prior.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. But
we, or something?
What?
1996.
I think that was the time that,
yeah.
Yes.
At one point.
So.
Because they did away with it, but it was like all, couldn't find the paperwork. So we just kind of, we talked about it again. We debated it. Agreed with the prior board's decision and kind of finalized it.
Right.
All right, we can do it.
What?
We'll discuss it.
Yeah, okay.
Figure out if anything we can do.
That sounds good to me. That's better than a no.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. Anybody else? Didn't show up. Good?
Good.
All right, I would like to make a motion to close the meeting at 6:19. Our longest meeting.
Gelling, it was you? Did you?
Yep.
Okay. Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Young man, did you have any questions? Are you back from Oswego?
Yes, I'm back from Oswego.